I listened to that pompous beginning, and I got to recut that because it sounds so arrogant, and I just want to apologize. We're going to have to change a little bit. We do try to do on the show a little bit different stuff where we look at, you know, who's handling the pressure well and who's being a better leader. And the general theme for today will be about, well, like with Jeff Garcia, how it's interesting how experience more often than not in the right system, when you're positioned to do well, it's amazing what will happen. Steve Young, who's going to be joining us for the playoffs to analyze the NFL, was saying before the Monday Night Football game last night that he believed Jeff Garcia had a big game in him, and look what happened. Almost like Tony Romo in the second half. He turned it around, despite doing poorly, showed character, they opened it up for him, and look how well he did. A mobile quarterback extending the play. What a big surprise. Well, yesterday we had Jim Beattie talking about Barry Bonds. I thought I'd share that with you. Today's show, we're going to have coming up Larry Weissman from USA Today. And then we'll be joined by Merrill Hodge to talk some more about the cult of the young quarterback, just like that new, shiny new car. And finally, we'll be joined by James Jones of the Phoenix Suns. Before, a month ago, we had Vinny Del Negro talk about the Suns when they got off to a lousy start. Now they won six in a row, and they're playing like one of the two or three best teams in the NBA. But here's Jim Beattie talking about Barry Bonds.
The Giants have been trying their best to see if there's another big bat in the market that they can get and maybe give themselves an excuse not to bring Barry back. Or if they bring him back, as big a pressure, at least team-wise, to bring him back. I'd have to say that the only fans in baseball that really cheer for Barry Bonds in any case would be the San Francisco fans. I mean, I think given everything that they've gone through, they've seen Barry at his greatest. They still have a love in their heart for him somewhere, and I think that if he's going to go out there and play this year and break Aaron's record, that I think the San Francisco fans would appreciate it, at least some sort of a payback for the trouble that they've gone through in staying with him over all these years. And
That's Jim Beattie. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Larry Weissman to talk about the NFL and Merrill Hodge from ESPN Primetime. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.